وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثه لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامه ولا يزكيهم ولا ينظر اليهم ولهم عذاب اليم شيخ زان وملك كذاب وعائل مستكبر رمز. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, there are three types of people with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to on the day of resurrection. He will not purify them, nor will He look at them with mercy. And for them is a punishful, painful punishment. Number one, an old man, an old person who commits adultery. Two, a king who lies. Three, a poor person who is proud. The warrior of the Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three types of people with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to on the day of resurrection, nor will Allah purify them, nor will Allah look at them with mercy, and for them is a painful punishment. Number one, an old person who commits zina. Number two, a king who lies. Number three, a person who is a mutakabbir, is proud. So these three types of people, so Allah will not even look at them with mercy, nor will Allah purify him, وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. Many places in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِأَحْدِ اللَّهِ وَإِيمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَا خَلَاقٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. This is the worst. So a person's tazkiyah, like I said, it will be done in the dunya. If he doesn't do tazkiyah as a believer, his tazkiyah will be done in the grave, punishment in the grave. And then Allah protect. If it's not even done in the grave, he needs punishment up there. The fire of hell will do tazkiyah of the believer. Allah will do tazkiyah of the believer through the fire of hell. But these three types of people. A person is now going in his qabr. He's an old man. Now the shahwat, when they were young, when he was a thing, they come from here, children, they like to fool around, mess around, and do musti with their legs. And then when a person becomes balik, it's up here. So this part of the body, shahwat, fulfilling this. And then when a person is old, but now he's here, now he's going khalas. Even then he's doing zina. Allah protect. He's 80 years old, 90 years old, and he's committing zina. And then another person, a king. A king, why is he going to lie for? He has the whole kingdom there in front of him. Why is he going to lie? Is somebody going to chop his head off? No, nobody's going to hurt him. He is only accountable to Allah, and even then he lies. And third type of person, Allah's given us nothing, right? Allah's given us nothing of dunya. Well, all of us, we don't have anything. Why? We don't have knowledge. So even me, I'm jahil, we're jahil, so a person shouldn't have takabbur. But in respect of a poor person, he doesn't even have materialistic thing. He doesn't even have a good car, he doesn't even have a house, he doesn't have, all these things should just make him humble. But even with poorness, he has takabbur. So it doesn't mean that a rich person is allowed to have takabbur. It doesn't mean normal type of people are allowed to lie. And it doesn't mean a young person is allowed to do zina. But now, when all these things are there to help him, so we see when a person is in a mahal, in a place, if a person is in the masjid in Ramadan, in i'tikaf, and then he opens his phone and he looks at pornography in the masjid, should he not be in the worst part? And he should Allah, and you're in the masjid, you're surrounded by angels, you said, and then in the masjid you're looking at pornography or something on your phone? Where are you? What are we doing? Or a person's in front of Baytullah and he grabs a woman's hands when he's doing tawaf. Ajnabiyas. Huh? Dangerous. So this is the meaning of the hadith that Allah Ta'ala protect, Allah protect us from all types of sins, zahiri, batini. Allah enable us to do tawbah, especially when we're going to meet Allah before Allah purify us in the dunya, that we do such a'mal that tomorrow we don't need to have punishment in the grave or in the fire of hell, because we're weak people and we can't take no punishment. Allah purify us in the dunya.